Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I am Tom, and we're going to be talking about a place in Taipei that is very historical. It's a place that lots of people like to go to see the Renau down there, all the excitement that goes on in the big city. And, of course, it's a very bustling part of Taipei. It is none other than Ximending.
Ximending is a great place. I was just telling Tom before we started our program that when I was here many, many years ago, it was the cool place to go. And I was in my early 20s back then, and I just remembered it being fun. So when I came back to Taiwan after years of being away, it was one of the places I wanted to go revisit. But I discovered that, well, now I'm kind of too old to be down there. It seems like there are a lot of young teens and early 20-year-olds, it's just a young, happening place for youth.
Indeed, and it has been that way for many, many years. And yes, if you're over maybe 30 years old or so, you're going to feel a little bit old going down there. But still, you could go down for a couple minutes and get a feeling for the place.
Yeah.
But again, as our title here says, it's a youth's paradise, a paradise for young people. And that's what we're going to be talking about today in our units on culture. So let's get to it. Let's read today's lesson in its entirety, and then we'll come back to discuss it. If you're young and in Taipei, chances are you can be found in Ximending from time to time. This mini city of neon lights and offbeat fashion is a one-stop resort for all things catering to young Taiwanese people. Ximending started off as wild grassland outside Taipei's western gate, when under Japanese rule it was modeled after Asakusa in Tokyo and turned into an entertainment and business district. The Red House Theater, built in 1908, was Taiwan's first public market and currently stands as the best-preserved relic from that era. After the Japanese left Taiwan, the area flourished as a theater district. In fact, Taipei's first theater, Tokyo Stand, was built in 1896 in Ximending. In a sense, little has changed since then. Ximending is still home to more movie theaters than any other area in Taipei. Visit the area on any given night, and you're bound to find people lining up outside the numerous movie theaters there. However, there is much more to see. Teens wearing platform shoes and sporting multicolored hair roam the pedestrian streets and duck into any restaurant or clothing boutique that catches their interest. Buskers attract crowds and show off dance moves, perform magic tricks, or play cover tunes. With so much packed into one area, it's no wonder that many of Ximending's sights seem hidden. Blink and you might miss some interesting spots, such as the toilet restaurant, which lets guests sit on real toilets while eating chocolate ice cream. Others prefer cafes filled with stuffed animals and swings instead of seats. As a feast for the eyes, there's hardly anywhere else in Taipei quite like Ximending.
Okay, let's talk about this fun place, Ximending. It's a youth paradise. A paradise is a beautiful place that seems perfect to everyone who is there. So it's kind of a perfect place for youth, as we've talked about. If you're young and you're in Taipei, chances are you can be found in Ximending from time to time. Chances are means it's likely that this is true. It's likely you can be found in Ximending from time to time. From time to time is just an expression that you can use when you get tired of using sometimes or occasionally, every once in a while. I could say I go to Hualien from time to time. So this is a place where a lot of youth like to hang out.
Indeed. So you might be found there. The chances are pretty strong that you might be found there. You might go there. What is Ximending, in case you don't know? Well, this is a mini city of neon lights and offbeat fashion, and it's a one-stop resort for all things catering to young Taiwanese people. So it's kind of a mini city. It's a small part of a larger city, It's got lots of neon lights. Mm. Neon is a kind of gas, and neon lights, of course, are very bright and colorful. Although nowadays, you also have LED lights, which are making places quite colorful and quite bright. You've also got some offbeat fashion. If something's offbeat, it's unusual. It's not something you would expect to see very often in other shopping areas. You're going to see some pretty weird things there, some very new fashions.
Yeah. It's a one-stop resort for all things catering to young Taiwanese people. If it's a one-stop anything, it just describes a place that provides or offers many different types of goods or services at one location. I remember in America, most of our gas stations would be a one-stop shop for your gas and a few groceries if you were in a hurry.
Maybe some bread.
7-Elevens or any convenience stores here in Taiwan seem to be a one-stop shop for lots of different things.
Oh, you can't get gasoline there, though.
No, not yet. A resort is a place where people go for vacations or to relax and hang out and to cater to. Here is being used to say, well, they provide specific things that would make young Taiwanese people happy. Typically, when we use the verb to cater to, we're talking about providing food and drinks at a party or a meeting, especially as a job. Sometimes restaurants cater for specific parties. They provide the food just for that one group. Here we're providing things in the Ximending area that are perfect for the young youth here in Taiwan.
Yeah, it's an area that's designed for young people. It wants to attract them there. There are other places in Taipei that cater to different people and different needs, like Bo Ai Lu, for Bo Ai Road, for example, kind of caters to photographers. There are lots of photo shops there and stuff like that. Whereas the Wu Fun Pu caters to people looking for good bargains on clothing.
Yeah.
There are all sorts of stores there that sell clothing. But here, Ximending is kind of set up for young people. Go down there to look at people and to be seen and become popular and stuff like that. Well, let's talk a little bit about the history of Ximending. Ximending started off as wild grassland outside Taipei's Western Gate. Remember, Taipei used to be a walled city. Some of the gates are still standing, some aren't. The North Gate is still standing, but I think the rest of them have long been torn down along with the wall. I guess Ximending is where the West Gate was, and if you were outside the Western Gate, 100 years ago or so, it was just a bunch of grassland out there. It was nothing like it is today.
Well, what they did was they modeled the area or copied the area in Asakusa in Tokyo, and then they turned Ximending into an entertainment and business district. District is just a particular part of town, an area or section that has some specific characteristic or purpose. We use the word district to describe little neighborhoods here in Taipei. Like I live in the Da'an district, that's my district. So they actually used Asakusa as a model or as something they wanted to make the Ximending area look like. So that was what they used. Now, there's this place called the Red House Theater. It's very famous. It was built way back in 1908, and it was Taiwan's first public market. And it currently stands there as the best preserved relic from that era. So we can say we have an antique building in the area. Antique means at least 50 to 100 years old, a relic is something that has been left behind from a past time in history or something from culture long, long ago. So that's kind of fun if you want to see a very old building that was built, over 100 years ago.
But it hasn't always been in good shape. Uh-huh. I remember when I first came to Taiwan, there was kind of an old, dilapidated theater off the circle there. Some old guy charged me to park my motorcycle there. I thought that was very unreasonable. But in any case, I think that building was kind of dirty and walled and boarded up and stuff. So they have since remodeled it. And now it's the wonderful building that we all know and love today. It's very preserved. It's a relic, something from the past, a building that used to be famous in the past and still around. It's from that era, from that period of time. Well, as you know, the Japanese lost in World War II, so they were booted out of Taiwan. Get out! We don't want you here anymore. We're going to run the place ourselves now. So after the Japanese left Taiwan, the area flourished as a theater district. So something flourishes, that means it becomes very popular. It is economically sound. It makes a lot of money. It grows and develops in a healthy and lively way.
Or if you have some plants and you water them and take care of them, they can flourish. They can grow very well. So the area really did flourish as a theater district. It's the place where I would go and see movies when I was here long ago. Well, in fact, Taipei's first theater called Tokyo Stand was built in 1896 in Ximending. Wow, that was a long time ago.
Pretty cool. So that's where you went to see movies. If you talk about a theater district, though, you might want to know exactly what kinds of theaters they're talking about, because, like, in New York City, the theater district is what, like 42nd Street or Times Square, that area.
Right.
And those are all places where you go see live performances,
right,
musicals and stuff like that. So that's a theater district. So I don't know if this is referring to live performances or movies here, but nowadays, if you go to Ximending, you're going to see movies mostly, although they might have live performances at the Red House Theater from time to time. You'll have to check the internet for listings. And in fact, Taipei's first theater, Tokyo Stand, was built 1896, so that was a long time ago. Is that over 100 years?
Mm-hmm.
Guess so.
I think at that point, we didn't have movies, right? So it was probably live performances.
True, yeah. Maybe a Beijing opera or something like that.
Yeah.
But in any case, we'll continue talking about good old Ximending in just a second here. Right now, we're going to take a time out and listen to our Chinese teacher, but hey, keep listening. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要介绍的文化就是在台北的西门町，可以说是年轻人的天堂。首先来看到第一段的第二个句子写着 This mini city of neon lights and offbeat fashion is a one-stop resort for all things catering to young Taiwanese people。这一句用来描述西门町真的是非常的恰当。到了西门町，你会看到很多的 neon lights 霓虹灯，而这些人呢，他们其实的打扮是 offbeat fashion， 不太跟随时尚主流的一种风潮。offbeat 当作形容词，所以如果你说 his style is offbeat but highly creative， 代表他的风格很不寻常，但是非常的有创意。而这西门町呢，就可以成为非常迎合台湾年轻人所有需求的绝佳去处。这里的 resort 当作名词，就是有休闲度假之处的意思，所以像是一些避暑胜地，英文就可以说 summer resorts。后面有个动词我们要来注意一下， cater 本来当作动词是有提供饮食的意思，但是如果我们讲 cater to somebody 就是有满足需求或者是投合所好咯。接着我们来看到第二段的第一个句子， 西门町 started off as wild grassland outside Taipei's western gate when, under Japanese rule, it was modeled after Asakusa in Tokyo and turned into an entertainment and business district。这句来描述西门町早期呢，是在台北西门外的一处荒地。在日治时期 ,under Japanese rule 的时候呢，它是仿效东京的浅草所建造的。我们用 model 这个字表被动，有模仿效仿的意思。而后才转换成为 an entertainment and business district, 娱乐跟商业的地区。而接着我们来看到中间的句子提到 ,after the Japanese left Taiwan,The area flourished as a theater district. 在日本人撤离台湾之后呢，西门町这个地区就成为繁荣的电影区。Flourish 在这里当作动词，有茂盛、兴盛的意思。它也有成功、繁荣，就相等于 thrive 这个动词咯。如果讲到他的新的生意很兴旺，你就可以说 His new business is flourishing.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about Ximen Ding. I wonder if there was ever a Dongmen Ding or a Beimen Ding or Nanmen Ding, but I've only heard of a Ximen Ding here. The Westgate Ding, however you want to translate that. I guess that's a Japanese word that you don't see too often in Chinese. Mm. But in any case here, we've been talking a little bit about the history. It was a theater district after the Japanese left Taiwan. And basically, it's still kind of the theater district, although they've got theaters all over the place now, but still there are plenty down there in Ximen Ding.
Oh, yeah. Lots of theaters. They seem to be smaller, but there are lots of theaters. Well, in a sense, little has changed since then, since way back in the early turn of the century. Ximen Ding is still home to more movie theaters than any other area in Taipei. So if you want lots of movie choices, that's a place to head out to. Also, if you don't find a movie you like, hey, you could go shopping or eat. There's so many nice little restaurants there, snack areas. They've got it all.
And they've got plenty of parking down there, too. There are parking ramps and stuff like that, so don't worry about that. But, hey, you don't need to drive a car down there. You can just take the MRT right to the Ximen Ding station, and you're right smack dab in the middle of Ximen Ding when you get off the train. So, again, little has changed since that time. It's still home to more movie theaters than any other area in good old Taipei. If you visit the area on any given night, any random night, you're bound to find people lining up outside the numerous movie theaters there. You're bound to. That means you're likely to. There's a very strong chance that you'll see people lining up, waiting to buy tickets to see the latest Hollywood blockbuster or some movie from Hong Kong or something like that. However, there is much more to see than just movies.
To be bound to, you need the be verb there, be bound to. It just means something's likely, as Tom said, or maybe even certain. It's bound to rain soon. Did you see those clouds outside?
Yeah.
Or, wow, our friend is inviting us to a party. She's so great. It's bound to be a great party. She always makes the party so fun. So you're probably almost certain to find people lining up outside all those movie theaters there trying to get tickets to get in. However, there is much more to see beyond the theaters. One of the fun things that you can see while you're in Ximen Ding are all the teens who are wearing some kind of crazy costumes, some crazy styles, some crazy fashion.
Like glasses without lenses.
Yeah, well, yeah. Here's one. Teens like to wear the platform shoes. Platform shoes are shoes with a very, very thick sole. You can actually wear shoes that are quite high if you're wearing platform shoes instead of just high heel shoes because your feet have some support. It doesn't hurt as much to wear those.
Platform shoes, I guess they'll make you taller, too, or a little higher.
Sure.
Although I would be quite concerned about wearing platform shoes because I might fall down and bruise my ankle
break
or something like
neck.
That.
Break your neck, yeah.
And also these young teenagers might be sporting multicolored hair. If you sport something, that means you're wearing it or you have it on your body in order to let other people see it. So, of course, young people want to be seen. They want to be popular. So they're going to have multicolored hair, purple, pink, orange hair. It's not uncommon. And they're going to be roaming the pedestrian streets. If you roam, you just kind of wander around, you walk around. You're not really heading any place special. You're just going wherever you feel like it.
Now, a pedestrian is a countable noun. It's a person who's walking in a city or along a road. The reason we're describing the streets as pedestrian streets, though, is there a lot of streets in the Ximen Ding area where cars can't go? Only people can walk around. So you're kind of protected from all the traffic. These pedestrians or teens who are roaming around might duck into any restaurant or clothing boutique that catches their interest.
Duck.
To duck into a place usually means you move there quickly. You just run into the store. For example, I might say, it started to rain, so I quickly ducked into a store. So I didn't get wet. So they duck in or go into a restaurant quickly. They also would, of course, be interested in all those clothing boutiques. A boutique is a small store that usually sells stylish clothing, Sometimes some of those boutiques can be expensive. I think the boutiques down in Ximending are affordable. They're not as expensive. So they might be looking to find some crazy fashions in some of those boutiques.
Well, they have to have reasonable prices for young people because young people just don't have that kind of money. So they're going to have to buy some cheap things. And, these clothing boutiques might catch their attention or catch their interest. We've also got buskers there who attract crowds, and they're going to show off dance moves or perform magic tricks or play cover tunes. To me, a busker is usually somebody who plays music in an open space in order to get a little bit of money, but these could also include street performers who are doing like breakdancing. They're showing off dance moves, hip-hop dancing. That's pretty popular among young people these days. They also might be performing magic tricks. Hey, who knows? You might see a very famous magician down there performing tricks. Mm-hmm. And some of these bands might be playing cover tunes, like somebody with a guitar, for example, will play songs that you know about, popular songs. A cover tune or a cover of something is somebody playing a song that somebody made popular before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a cover tune is a new performance of a song that's already been recorded and released. A lot of bands like to write their own music. So when we say they play cover tunes, you know it's not their original music. It's somebody else's song that they're doing a new version of. I have to say I don't use the word busker myself. I just say street performers, which kind of cover everything. So you don't have to say buskers if you don't want to. You can say street performers. It's kind of a fun thing about Ximending. There are always some people on the streets performing, either dancing or doing magic tricks or playing their guitar, even violin sometimes I see down there.
Sure.
You've got a lot that's packed into one area, so it's no wonder that many of Ximending's sights seem hidden. It's no wonder is just an expression we use to say, well, it's not surprising. I'm not surprised at all. There's so much to be seen that sometimes you miss some of the hidden sights.
It's interesting because Ximending is an old part of Taipei, so the streets are very narrow and they've got these little alleys and stuff. So if you wander around, hey, you might stumble across some surprises. So it's no wonder that many of Ximending's sights seem hidden. Kind of hard to find, and blink, and you might miss some interesting spots, such as the toilet restaurant, which I'll get to in a second here. If you blink, that means you close your eyes for a very short time, usually because you need to keep the liquid on your eyes moving around and stuff. Otherwise, your eyes will start to sting and start to hurt. So you need to blink, and that basically means that, hey, if you blink, something might happen so fast that you won't even notice it.
Mm, you might miss one of the interesting spots here. Like the toilet restaurant. I've heard about this place that lets guests sit on real toilets while they're eating their treats like chocolate ice cream. Others prefer cafes that are filled with stuffed animals. A stuffed animal is a toy in the shape of an animal that usually has some fake fur and it's filled with some very soft material. Cafes also have swings instead of seats.
Cool.
So swings are seats that hang from ropes or chains that you find in playgrounds that kids like to sit in. So they've got some very different types of restaurants and cafes that are just extraordinary, you could say. They're not what you usually find.
And they're changing all the time, too. I don't get down to Ximending myself too much because I'm kind of over the hill, but it's sometimes interesting to go down there and see what they've come up with next. Chocolate ice cream in a toilet restaurant. Gee, I wonder why it's chocolate ice cream, huh? Not too subtle there. But in any case here, you can see places that have stuffed animals and swings and all sorts of stuff. And it's a feast for the eyes. And as a feast for the eyes, because it is a feast for the eyes, there's hardly anywhere else in Taipei quite like Ximending. I wonder if there are Ximending kinds of places in like Kaohsiung or Taichung or something. I don't know, but it's a feast for the eyes. Feast, of course, is a large meal, and if it's a feast for the eyes, it's just something really great to look at. It's just really spectacular. There's so much to see.
So much to take in. You'll get too full by looking around, if you can use that expression. So it is a very, very fun place to go. It's one of the places I would definitely take friends of mine. if they come to Taiwan. It's unlike any other place I've ever seen, and it's just kind of cool to see all the interesting sights in one small area.
I'm heading down there right after the show. I haven't been down there in at least a year. I want to see what I've missed. Okay, and maybe you can check it out. But don't forget to do your homework and keep on listening to our program because we're not quite done yet. We still need to listen to our beloved Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到在第三段的第三个句子提到 Visit the area on any given night and you are bound to find people lining up outside the numerous movie theaters there. 不管你在任何一个晚上来到西门町，你都会看到大家在很多的戏院外面排队。我们首先来看到 given 这个词呢，用来指的是特定的的意思，相等同于 particular 这个形容词。如果我们用主词搭配 be bound to do something， 代表着就是一定会怎么样，肯定会怎么样的意思。举个例子来说，大家都很了解 Tim， 所以他一定会迟到的。Knowing Tim,He's bound to be late. 所以到了西门町任何一个晚上 You are bound to find people lining up outside the numerous movie theaters there. 大家都在那边排队等着看电影。而这些人的穿着呢在后面提到 Teams wearing platform shoes and sporting multicolored hair roam the pedestrian streetsAnd duck into any restaurant or clothing boutique that catches their interest. 这一句很长，我们首先把主词 teams 找出来，后面有一个形容的片语，从 wearing 开始一直到 hair， 指的这些青少年呢，他们穿的是 platform shoes 厚底鞋，同时 sporting multicolored hair 还炫耀着染色。多彩多姿颜色的头发，而真正的动词就在后面的 roam， 有漫游的意思。这是这个句子的第一个动词，他们会在人行道上漫步 ，roam the pedestrian streets。第二个动词 ，duck into any restaurant or clothing boutique， 或者他们会钻进任何一个他们喜欢的餐厅或者是服饰的精品店。接着我们来看到最后一段第一句咯。With so much packed into one area, it's no wonder that many of 西门町's sights seem hidden. 其实西门町的活动非常的多，那也就难怪呢，很多的景点其实是一个不留神你就会错过的。这里的 packed,同学可以稍微注意，是一个过去分词，代表呢是塞入很多的活动，或者是安排大量活动的意思。最后 ，As a feast for the eyes, there's hardly anywhere else in Taipei quite like 西门町。西门町是场视觉的盛宴，而台北几乎没有其他地方可以跟它相比较了。
That's it for today. Thanks for joining us and enjoy your visit to西门町if you aren't on your way down there already. For English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.